Welcome. We here bringing y'all another episode. How are we doing today? Whether you're working out, you here watching us, hey, thank y'all for being here. Got my boy JR in the building, E Money.
Hey.
And my boy PJ.
Hey.
Me,
hey,
Squish.
Hey.
Hey. We're down again, JR.
I don't want to talk about it, fool.
You got to talk about it.
You on the platform
now.
Nah,
we good, bro. I ain't worried at all. Yeah. We good. I'm not worried. We the type of team that's built for this type of moment.
I think so.
We dealt with it last year.
Same position.
Same position. Pretty much the same team. Probably a worse team than last year.
Worse.
I think it's just going to bring the best out of our players.
Never loved us.
Think so. We play in Philly. We got to steal one in Philly. Come back to Boston and win.
That's why he's the GOAT!
We was in the same position last year. We lost. This is exactly the same position we were last year. We lost game 5 in Boston to Milwaukee. Went to Milwaukee for game 6, down 3-2. Everybody was like, damn, is this? Remember, everybody had us losing.
Yeah.
And then JT went for like 46.
Mike Budenholzer got fired from the Bucks.
That was a surprise.
I think that's tough.
That was a dumb decision.
I think so.
I think they've been wanting to fire him, bro. And then he won that championship. And then they were like, okay. And then finally this happened. They're like, oh. Because they were looking to fire him before they won that championship.
Yeah. It's just if Giannis didn't get hurt,
That's what I said. Yeah. Like if Giannis didn't get hurt, I think they beat Miami.
Yeah.
Like anybody can beat a Milwaukee team without Giannis.
Exactly.
When you just got to play Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday.
Yeah. That team is very weak without Giannis.
Yeah, they're good co-stars.
Six, seven, but seed.
Yeah. They can't lead.
I mean, he did make a lot of mistakes, though. Budenholzer, you don't let Jimmy Butler go for like 35-plus every game.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Especially when they don't have a real second star. Like, everybody on their teams are like role players.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just interesting to see who they would hire because, like, he won them a ship. So,
what else?
You have to bring someone who can.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
2 years removed from the championship.
It's weird.
So you have to bring someone that can do the same thing.
Yeah, and it's going to be like an assistant coach from another team. So like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think Ime Udoka would have been a great coach for them.
True.
But we see him going to Houston.
Yep.
Which I think is like, I told y'all he was going to get picked up.
They're going to take a step next year, Houston.
Yeah, I think so too.
They have the assets to trade and they already have the young pieces around.
Could even get Wembanyama.
Yeah. They're saying James Harden is going to go back.
I don't know. Crazy. I think that would be dumb if they did that.
I think it'd be dumb if James Harden went back.
Yeah, I think it'd be dumb both parts because why get older?
Yeah.
Like, he's at the end of his career.
And then they're talking about trading Jalen Green. Like, why would you do that?
Like, go build what you got already.
Yeah.
Like, I seen, even though I hate to say it, but I seen that they might try to go get Jaylen Brown. That's somebody they need to go get.
Yeah.
I hope it don't happen, but.
That's gross.
I see. Yeah.
It would make sense, too, though.
And that would make them, like, at least a playoff contender.
Just imagine this, Ed. Would you like this if you traded Jaylen Brown to them, but got Jaylen Green in return?
Mm-mm.
You wouldn't like that?
Bro, Jaylen Brown just made all NBA second team.
True.
But if he wants to go, you got to get something.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that is true. But I don't know if he would want to go, bro. I think if we give him the right amount of money, he'll stay.
Yeah, there was a little bit of drama, though. He said, I'll go where I'm needed and where I'm wanted.
So, yeah. I'm pretty sure we want him in Boston, bro. I'm pretty sure Brad's going to let him know, like, we want you, bro. Like,
but is it Supermax contract? Is it 200 million
I'll
or
give
180?
It to him. I'll give it to him.
But in other head coaching news, I thought this was crazy. That JJ Redick is like,
oh yeah,
looking to be like, he's going to be the Raptors head coach. Like, he's a top candidate.
They're seriously considering
He got an interview. Yeah, he got an interview.
He shows he knows basketball, though. Like, when I see him talk on, like, ESPN and stuff, he looks like he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
So.
But it's one thing to, like, know basketball. I mean, he played for, what, 15 years? Of course he's going to know basketball.
Yeah.
But, like, it's different, like, does he know, like, the X's and O's? And, like, does he know, like...
I feel like he would. He went to Duke. I mean...
Yeah. I think it's a similar thing of Steve Nash.
That's what I was going to say. Like,
because
you would think Steve Nash is probably one of the greatest minds. I mean, one of the greatest point guards to ever play.
He was in a tough situation.
Everybody being hurt.
Being with the Raptors and being with the Nets with KD and Kyrie and James Harden is completely different than being with the Raptors that are, like, you know... built on the system.
I just didn't like his, even with KD and Kyrie and James Harden, you could still have a scheme. He didn't have no scheme over there with him. He just give the ball to one of them and, you know, go get 30 and that's how we're going to win.
Yeah.
That's hard to win like that.
I say more in the NFL, but head coaches don't have to They just have to be the voice sometimes.
It's not as much about the X's and O's as it was 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
It's more about being the voice.
Like if you have Luka on your team, you don't have to necessarily draw plays for Luka, but make him, you know, lead. Make him lead.
Yeah.
And you,
yeah. Be the facilitator.
Coach, you as the coach, be the voice.
I don't know because I think you should want to come in and try to make the game easier for your best player.
True.
Like. Let's
get him
like,
to their spots.
Yeah, like let's find a way not to make the game so hard. Luka gonna get 30-40, but is it? Mm-hmm. Let's try to make it an easy 30-40. Not
you got to have a system regardless.
Yeah, not kill himself to get that 30-40.
True.
So and maybe JJ Redick wouldn't be a bad pickup for them.
So does that mean Darvin? It's Darvin, not Darwin.
I thought it was Darwin.
I thought it was Darwin too.
No, I don't think he's a good coach.
No.
You think he's a good coach?
Well, then why are they up 3-1 right now?
I mean,
they got LeBron and AD. That's why.
Maybe not offensive wise, but the way he puts defense into the players' minds, I would say yes. Because, I mean, if you look at the Lakers' numbers, they did good. They were a top five defensive team, and then they had the biggest free throw discrepancy against opponents. So they always shot way more free throws than their opponents. So I don't know. I feel like he's not the best coach. Like he wouldn't have been the best hire like at the time, in my opinion. But being able to get the Lakers this far after where they were at first,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I feel like he's a decent coach.
He at least has to be an above average coach to do what he's doing right now. I mean, it's mostly LeBron and the team, but
yeah,
good for Darvin.
Imagine Miami and A seed going to the finals.
I mean,
really good team.
I hate giving like they deserve their credit, but they kind of had an easy ass route.
Well, yeah,
they had to be
honest.
Just because Giannis missed four games,
Bucks without Giannis, and then the Knicks are the Knicks.
Yeah, like
if they win this series, it will definitely be their biggest test between Boston.
It's how they've been since LeBron and them left. Like they've just been a unit. It's not really like one player taking off.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's how Coach Spoelstra wants to run his team
and Pat Riley.
Yeah. They say that they have like the hardest conditioning test like in the league.
If you they want people like, that work hard,
yeah, mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm pretty
and
sure
that's perfect for Jimmy.
I'm pretty sure. What's his name? What's their coach name?
Eric Spoelstra.
I'm pretty sure he's already used to the drafting and developing players now.
Yeah, because they get undrafted in second round.
Yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, Duncan Robinson.
Undrafted.
Where was Strus?
Max Strus.
Undrafted.
That Vincent
Gabe.
Jackson.
Undrafted.
Vincent, yeah. Like all these players, you know,
Martin was undrafted.
When Bam first got drafted, he wasn't supposed to be this good.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you know he's probably
undersized center.
Yeah, it probably you know it's probably already a system for him to like you know get these players undrafted players and get them ready for.
They got a good system.
Yeah, Jokic is
Jokic has been going crazy though. Yeah. Like better than what he did during the season. So.
He had like 50 points on 20 for 30 shots.
Like 53. Love watching him play.
I think this is their year they make it to the finals. I don't know if they'll win it, but I think this is their year they make it to the finals.
That's what happened in 2020. It was the Nuggets and the Lakers in the Western Conference.
So mm-hmm.
We'll see.
I never noticed how good they really have on defense because Aaron Gordon is a good on-ball defender. Mm-hmm. KCP is a good defender.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Jokic is not a great defender, but I mean, when you put a 53 triple-double, like,
yeah,
you can, it don't matter. Exactly.
And Ayton has been playing terrible.
There's words on here that we can't describe him as because we're having some technical difficulties. So please enjoy this commercial of a homeless person eating a brick. And boom, we're back from our commercial. Sorry for the technical difficulties.
A homeless man eating a brick.
On some iCarly shit.
Ready? Oh, God.
It was 4-2 last series against the Grizzlies, and they're mm-hmm. leading this one 4-1. I mean, they are
3-1.
3-1, Ethan, if it was 4-1.
I'm sorry, it's over after tonight.
Damn, Oscar, actually.
Good for LeBron, man. I told JR, I asked JR last episode, does he deserve his flowers? Like, if he makes it to the finals
bro.
This year, even though he doesn't win,
what?
Does he deserve his flowers?
I've been saying he's earned his flowers. He's LeBron. He's
bro, that's what I'm saying. Go on social media. LeBron has more than enough flowers, Ed.
Yeah.
Jeez, like,
a bouquet.
He doesn't have to do anything anymore to earn his flowers. Like, everybody, if anybody's still saying LeBron needs to do more, they're just just a LeBron hater.
I mean, the only thing he has to do more is to get past Michael Jordan, but.
Well, he had four? Well, he got five.
He's already been there more
four.
Than.
He got four?
I think if he gets five, he's better than Jordan, honestly.
I don't think he'll get.
Because he took worse teams to the finals.
Jordan was undefeated in the finals.
He's been to the 10 times.
So he's 4-6.
That's not good.
That's really good.
He's been to the finals more than anyone has.
But we're trying to compare it to Jordan. Jordan went 6'6".
He had a better team.
It was better.
And the competition was probably harder.
Yeah, it was.
I want to see
Larry Bird, the Pistons, the Lakers. Who else?
Utah. Wait,
He can't play the Pistons in the finals.
But he had to get
either
past.
Either way, he has to get there.
He had to get
an
past.
An old-ass Larry Bird, an old-ass Magic Johnson.
I think Portland was one he beat.
Mr. Drexler?
I think Portland was one that they beat.
Lakers, Trailblazers, Suns, Sonics, and Jazz.
He beat Charles Barkley.
One of the greatest power forwards of all time.
That's true. That's true.
Lakers, Magic.
Either way, bro, 6-for-6 in the finals is not easy.
So MJ is still the GOAT.
If LeBron wins another one, I'm putting LeBron, Jordan, then Kobe for my top three. But right now I have Jordan, LeBron, Kobe.
Nah, but there's no really wrong argument. You could put LeBron in that one mark.
If he wins another one.
I mean, you could make the argument now.
Yeah.
He's taken worse teams to the finals, Ethan, but he also was team hopping. Like, he's been in the finals with three different teams.
And then he also did lose to y'all. They were way better than y'all that year. When he had the first year when he was with D-Wade and Chris Bosh. They were way better than y'all.
But you got to give him time to put that together. I mean, they had a whole season.
Nah.
You can make the argument that going to different teams actually proves he's a better player.
Yeah.
No.
Being able to restart.
Well, because he left teams because he needed more help.
Yes.
It's just the Cavs weren't going to bring in superstars for him, though his first contract.
They did it. They brought in Kyrie and stuff. He would have waited. Kyrie still would have came. And they would have came.
He went back.
Whenever he seen that there was more stars.
Yeah.
It was one other
but
star.
Still.
But Michael Jordan didn't pick and choose.
Other guys came with him. Like Kevin Love came.
Yeah.
Either way.
Made a game winner.
He was great.
It's great.
LeBron, I mean, MJ over LeBron.
Bro, that's a never-ending argument, bro.
MJ's never came back from 3-1 before. LeBron has.
Ooh.
LeBron has lost.
MJ's never lost in the finals.
Yeah.
That's a never-ending.
You had Phil Jackson.
He had better team and field.
Phil Jackson. Talk about it after this season when LeBron wins another championship.
Ooh, I like that.
But then we're not going to talk about it then because they're not going to win a championship.
Okay.
Facts.
Bye.
I really want us to win tomorrow, JR.
Nah, for real. I think we will.
Well, y'all have to.
Y'all gonna win.
I'm more excited than I am nervous.
I'm very excited too. Well, by the time you guys see this, y'all know the results. How do y'all feel about wrapping this thing up?
Yeah. About time.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Don't be silly, wrap your willy.
There you go. I hope you guys enjoyed the hobo eating the garbage can or whatever.
Eating the brick.
Eating the brick. This NBA talk. Thank y'all for being here. Find us Apple, Spotify, and anywhere. YouTube. Love y'all on YouTube. You know what I'm saying?
One last thing, you guys.
Shit.
Yeah, if y'all didn't know, Mavericks and the Lakers suck.
Boo.
And just like that, down by zero, we out.